All right. Can you state your name and title for the record, please?
Sure. My name is Suzanne Smith, and I am the Director of Network Development for the Healthcare Collaborative of Rural Missouri.
And Suzanne, today we're kind of want to speak with you about your HCC warehouse and what it's been providing, and of course the background to that. So why don't we start and kind of tell us where this all derived from?
Sure. HCC is a rural health network, and our administrative office is located in Lexington. We are the first rural health network in the country to own and operate our own federally qualified health centers, which we have four of those now that are located in Carrollton, Waverly, Concordia, and Buckner, and those are the LiveWell Community Health Centers. And at those centers, people can receive primary care. We have dentists and dental hygienists at our site, so you can receive dental care. And we also provide behavioral health services and some psychiatry services via telehealth. We are able to see anyone with insurance. We also accept Medicaid and, of course, Medicare. And then we offer a slide fee scale for those folks that do not have insurance. So as we work with many of our patients and through our network, which we have over 40 different agencies that pay dues to be a part of the HCC network, as we work together, we find that there are a lot of people out there that are trying to better themselves, but have run into a little bit of a hard time or a pinch. And so they just need a hand up, not a hand out. And so that's where the warehouse comes into play.
And so have you taken any ideas from possibly other people that you have made seen kind of the same services being given to people across the country?
Actually, we started working last year with Bob Vickers, and at that time he worked for the United Way of Johnson County in Warrensburg, Missouri. And we partnered with him and helped with their Johnson County Project Connect that they did. And he actually had a warehouse over there that was 10,000 square feet. And after one of the Project Connect meetings, he took Amanda Arnold, who is our director of nursing, and I over and to tour it. And when Amanda and I saw the warehouse, we looked at each other and said, we want to have one of these. We need this in Lafayette County to be able to help folks that we work with.
And can you tell our listeners kind of what exactly this warehouse provides and who it provides to?
Absolutely. We are able to glean items that would otherwise go in the landfill, such as laundry detergent, beds, personal hygiene items. A lot of times different companies will order 12 pallets of the Arm & Hammer laundry pods, and the company runs 14 pallets. Or the pallets, as they do their quality check, there's a couple of things that are imperfect and they don't meet their quality standards. So those items would go in the landfill. So instead of it going to the landfill, we intercede and take that stuff into our warehouse, and then we get it out to people in need in all of our communities.
And what have you seen the impact has been, not only with your LiveWell centers, which I have experienced personally, and it's a great experience, but also with the warehouse and just what you guys do for the communities and the counties around you?
Well, we've been doing this for approximately 6 months now, and we have provided about $650,000 in in-kind donations to our areas underserved. And, again, that is folks that are in Carroll County, Lafayette County, Saline County, Ray County, and Eastern Jackson County, because those are the areas that we primarily serve through our network. But if there's someone else that has a need, we will help them. Now, we don't just say on Tuesdays and Thursdays you can come and get what you need. We work with an agency that's working with that person because we want to make sure that person is getting the whole person care and not just, I need some laundry soap today and that's all I need and I'm going out the door. If they need laundry soap, then there's other reasons why they're coming to us for that.
And can you kind of give us a rundown of possibly some of these outlets and agencies that you guys do work with that people can be a part of?
Absolutely. We work with Missouri Valley Community Action Agency. We work with Easter Seals Midwest. We work with most of or all of the ministerial alliances, the local food pantries. We work with the River of Refuge. Again, over 40 different agencies, and I know I'm leaving a lot of them out. House of Hope. We work a lot with Carroll County Memorial Hospital. We have a program that's called Connectors that we train people to be able to connect folks in need to those resources, because a lot of times folks that are in need just don't know where to go, and they're afraid to make that call, but we have those relationships established. So through those Connectors program, we're able to take a little bit of that burden out for that person that's in need and give them an exact person and phone number to call, whether it be for utilities or whatever it may be.
Now, kind of a personal question for you. I know you started this along with another person, and tell me where you see this kind of going and being as a finished product for HCC.
Well, we took the vision from Bob Vickers from Warrensburg, and actually Bob now works for HCC. We're very blessed to have him because he has been a great great advocate for us, and he definitely runs the warehouse. But we are just continuing to get bigger. We are now working with a warehouse in Independence that has medical equipment that folks or that agencies have refurbished a clinic. And so what do they do with all that stuff? Well, rather than it go in the landfill, they take it. And so if we know of someone that's in need that, you know, their insurance won't pay for a walker or a hospital bed or whatever, if this other agency has it, then we can get that and help that person. But Amanda and I have spoken at national conferences about our Connectors program and our warehouse, and we also have what's called a 340B discount drug program where we're able to save folks lots of money on their prescription drugs. So it's just a whole care coordination package that we have put together, and we've got several different agencies that ask us to speak, and they want to duplicate the model that we are doing, and we most certainly want that to happen because we feel that it helps everyone in the community, from folks that are volunteering, that are donating items, to the folks that would have to pay to have the stuff put in the landfill. They realize the good that they are doing, and it just warms our hearts.
Well, Suzanne, thank you very much. And hearing about all this, actually being a part of the Live Well Center and whatnot and experiencing that, it's great to know you guys are just continuing to help the communities around you. So we appreciate the time, and I look forward to getting this information out there.
Wonderful. Well, I appreciate your help, and I thank you very much.
All right, that was Suzanne Smith with HCC, the Director of Network Development, joining us on the phone today for our Newsmaker interview.